I'm speaking with Darren Bardatti. He's the president of the Lennoxville Farmers Market. Welcome, Mr. Bardatti.
Thank you very much.
This year, you will once again have the Farmers Market on June 8th, and this will coincide with Friendship Day.
Yes, that's right. There's going to be a lot of people in town that day, and we thought it'd be wonderful to join in the festivities and have our Farmers Market launch.
Can you tell me a little bit how this all got started?
Last year, sometime in the winter, a bunch of us noticed that there wasn't a farmer's market in Lennoxville any longer. There had been one in the past, and it had gone defunct. And we wanted to basically create a community space, a place where people could come and interact with local farmers and gardeners and homesteaders and artisans and sort of connect with people and connect with local food and local products. And there wasn't that in Lennoxville, so we decided to start thinking about forming one.
Did you have some challenges that you had to face? Did you have any obstacles to overcome?
Yes, we did. First of all, we needed a place to hold the market, and so initially we went to, you know, we thought about a park or the church parking lot or things like that, but we had lots of enthusiastic approval from various people, but the city of Sherbrooke has bylaws that we had to abide by, and of course meant that we had to be in a certain commercial zone area, and so that limited our area.
So what did you end up doing?
Well, I noticed that when I saw the map of the zone that markets were allowed to be in, I saw that the old co-op building across from Clark & Sons was in that zone between the tracks on College Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that building is owned by Bishop's University.
Uh-huh.
So I approached Bishop's executive group and, you know, launched my proposal. And they were very supportive of it, and they allowed us to use the parking lot.
And so from there, you, I suppose, needed vendors, right?
Yes, that's right. At that point, we only had a handful of people, and so we kind of, I guess you could say, shook the bushes a little, and we didn't have a lot of time. We actually applied for the permit in May. I applied in March, but it took until May till we got it, and then we had to sort of get people to quickly get prepared for the market, which was going to happen in June. So we started out small. We had about 8 members the first day, and by the end of the first season, we were up to about 12.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're happy. But again, we weren't interested in sort of being big for big sake. We wanted to have quality people, quality products, and a good experience for the community. It had to be, you know, people had to share the vision of the market more than just, you know, more and bigger is better. That was not our motto.
Mm-hmm. And so what was it like last year? What was the response from the public?
The response was overwhelming. We had a very successful, it was actually very surprised. For a while we were, you know, I was worried we'd all set up and put all the work into it, and then, you know, 12 people would show up. But we had an average, we had over 150 on average on a Saturday morning pretty much every time, and it just kept growing towards the end.
And this was every other week, wasn't it?
No, actually, last year our pilot project was only once a month for the months of June, July, August, September, and October, and with twice in August.
And so what do you expect for this year? What will you do?
Well, this year we're going to double our market dates. We're going every second Saturday from June 8th to October 12th. Basically, we've added a few vendors as well. We're trying to diversify and have a good combination of products rather than 15 vendors selling all the same thing. We want to have a variety for the customers to come and sort of see different products and so on.
So are you still looking for more vendors, or is that pretty much set for this year?
No, we're looking for more. We've had a number of applicants. We've had quite a few. Last week, our organizing committee met to look over the applications, and there's a process. You know, people, if anybody's interested in becoming a vendor, they can contact us, and we send them the forms, and they fill them out, and then a committee looks at it to see if the products are in line with the vision. And, you know, there's some rules that we've set out for ourselves, like the vendor cannot resell products. The vendor has to live or work within 50 kilometers of Lennoxville. So it truly is authentic. It's authentically local.
Mm-hmm. So could you give me some contact information if there's anybody out there that wants to reach you?
Sure. You can. The best way is to email, because that way it can be distributed to the organizing committee. The email to contact is Amal Lennox. I'll spell it out. A-M-A-L-L-E-N-O-X. amalenox@gmail.com.
Okay, so just want to repeat that one more time.
amalenox@gmail.com.
Good. So everybody in the community will be expecting some really great produce, all naturally grown, I suppose, and fresh. And this again kicks off June the 8th, the same day as Friendship Day. Was there something else that you wanted to add before we go?
Just that customers should know that the market produce will change, obviously, as the season produces more and more variety. So it'll start off mainly with bedding plants and things like that, and then by the end of June, we'll start seeing, you know, some initial products, and then by July and August, it'll really kick in as the produce comes. So people can expect a different array of products throughout the whole season. They should come again and see what's new.
Yes, okay. So for June 8th, you may not have a lot of food, but you would have like plants to plant in the garden, if I understand correctly?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're really, you know, we can't resell. We don't want to resell. So we're not buying stuff from other places and reselling it just because it's a, you know, it's a farmer's market, not a flea market. So we're really conscious about producing food in season.
Well, we look forward to seeing you June 8th and seeing all of the great produce. And thank you very much for explaining this to us today.
Thank you very much, Sylvia.